This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by the recently named athletic director at LinTech, LBTI, Lynn Vocational Technical Institute. I know that, Adolph, but Adolph Gracial. And Adolph, congratulations on the new appointment.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. I'm very excited for this new opportunity to be the athletic coordinator, athletic director at LinTech.
Adolph, you were you assumed the role basically first of the year and an interim basis. Were named just recently to for the job permanently now at LinTech. So I guess tell us what you kind of envision as your kind of initial charge. Where do you when school comes back in another week or so? Where is your energy going to be? Not that you haven't started already.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Well, really, it's going to be focusing on organizing the schedules, any conflicts that happen, making sure that all the uniforms are correct and that everybody's on the same page. Like the practices have begun, the trials have begun, the coaches are already into it. But once, you know, there's always some changes that go along through the season. So once we start up September, you know, that's basically what the focus is, making sure everything's coordinated properly.
Have you got an idea? I know the football team's been very successful the last number of years. Any idea? Have you heard from what the situation is with Tech football this year?
Yeah, I mean, they lost a lot of seniors last year, but James Runner runs an excellent program. We got some young kids that are still coming up that will replace the seniors that graduated. So, you know, the program that James runs, it's pretty much going to be solid for a lot of years coming.
Tell us how you see athletics fitting into the school day. And LinTech is a great school in the sense that it offers a curriculum that other schools don't offer. It engages students in ways that other schools can't engage students with the academic, plus the vocational piece, obviously. But how do you see, I always think athletics is huge in a Tech school.
Yeah, I mean, I believe athletics is huge in general. First of all, a lot of what the athletics do to the school, well, at LinTech, you're right, you have so many different other options, but we do treat these kids as student athletes. So it is students first. I mean, in order to be an athlete at this school, you know, you have to follow the rules, actually more the rules than anyone else, and be on your A game. So, you know, we really, as administration at LinTech is we don't give passes, and we make sure the kids just follow the rules. So for the students, what I believe it brings a lot is that social awareness, you know, that camaraderie that kids seem to have. And at LinTech, we invite all students to come out to participate in all the sports. I mean, we really – the numbers are starting to rise. In some sports, we do make cuts. But most of them, we really don't, and it's really accepting to a lot of kids. And given a lot of these kids, it's their first time actually being part of a sporting team. Yeah. So I think that socially, it's a strong connection, and that's what we're looking here to bring kids and get kids involved.
Yeah, tell me about your athletic experiences. You grew up in Lynn and were very active in sports, as a youngster, and then later on at high school football, basketball, and baseball as well.
Yeah, sports for me growing up in high school and in my youth, where I grew up in the area in Lynn, sports was a great outlet for me. It kept me out of trouble. It met friends with it. It taught me, you know, hard work and discipline, things that I carry off in the work field too as well. So sports for me was really, it really shaped in who I am today. And, you know, at this point in my life, I'm an athletic director, so it's really worked out perfect for me.
Yeah. And again, we were just talking a moment ago before we started the interview about the role of an athletic director. There's all different, you know, you look at, you know, I meet so many different athletic directors and they may have common skill sets, but they often have very different skill sets as well, and they can make it. They make it work. But I suppose your skill set might be, or one of your approaches is really kind of engaging the student athletes and supporting them in their athletics, as well as the academics, as you pointed out.
Absolutely, Bill. This is one of the most gratifying things, is being involved with these kids and then coming to the events and showing support for them. And they see that as you do that. Just as an athletic director myself, you know, showing up to all these games, that's what the kids love, and that's what I seem to take from it. That's the reason why I'm doing this job, absolutely, no doubt about it.
I remember you're a teacher, a history teacher at the school, but now will be history teacher plus, you know, athletic director as well. But I do remember when I was in education as a teacher, but then moving to administration, I always, you know, I always looked at administration, which you would be, in essence are a part of now, would be in the sense that you can actually impact more kids in a more positive way with that role.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, being a teacher for the past 23 years, and like you said, now an administrative part of it, you do seem to take on, I can help out a lot more kids in the classroom where when I was an athletic director before, they might have, you know, kind of looked the other way. But yeah, absolutely. It's going to work out both because teaching for me was the ultimate job, and now putting the athletic director on top of that, it's just icing on the cake for me.
I know you've started the job here. Have you lost any uniforms yet, Adolph?
Yeah, we're still chasing some down, believe me. That's an ongoing process until I retire, Bill, absolutely.
Yeah. Probably wake up in the middle of the night and say, whoa, the uniform. That kid hasn't turned his uniform in yet or whatever. But, hey, what about a fall sports preview here? So you got coaches, you got people back now. The football's obviously been out there working out, but now the other sports are back as well. So give us a little fall sports preview at Lynn Tech.
Yeah, we have second-year coach Eric Marino for the soccer. They made it to the state tournament last year. He's looking to keep it going strong again this year, that they want to repeat and get back into the tournament, maybe go on a little further. He's got the kids out. He's doing a great job with them. We have Dave Miller, who's the varsity girls coach. We haven't had too much success in soccer, but he's building the program. This is his second year now. He's building the program up, and he's heading in the right direction, absolutely. Proud of him, and we have a new hiree for our varsity volleyball coach. Her name's Kathy Peroni, so she's the new varsity coach. They made it to the state tournament last year. Under her supervision, she got coach of the year, and now she has the head coach job. And then we have John Hogan returning for cross-country track. You know, John's been around for a long time. He's one of the winningest coaches in Lynn for track and swimming. Last year in the spring track, we had our first city meet where Lynn Tech won it. So we're very excited. We got a lot of great opportunities coming around, and we have also our new cheerleading coach, Lisa Bellamare. So all the sports, you know, the fall sports are coming together. Everyone's really excited about what the upcoming season's going to bring.
Yeah, I know you mentioned schedules, you have fields, you had all these concerns, just coordinating officials and making sure everybody shows up. But there's one thing that you have that other ADs don't have, and that's a swimming pool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes that could be a negative, though. Where everyone.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And probably just like somebody has one at their house. It can be a plus, but it can be a negative, too. Yeah.
Absolutely. The only thing we're not doing is grilling in there.
Well, that, I mean, I could see that. That could be a real revenue source for you, Adolph. You know, cookouts by the pool at Lynn Tech.
We'll have to run that through. We have to run that through the ad building downtown. We'll see what they say about that one.
Yeah, that's. I brought it up, folks. Not Adolph. Just you know, I want to protect him here at least for a few weeks here. But you know, I don't want to get him in too much trouble. But that was my idea. But no, actually, that was your idea. Now that I think about it, that was your idea. But it was a joke. Okay. Adolph, anything else to share with us about your journey here to this destination at this point at Lynn Tech?
No, I just want to thank you, Bill, for the opportunity. And, you know, like I said in the past, this is really like a dream job for me, and I'm very excited what's it's going to bring in the future. And like any job, like teaching job or any job I've had in the past, I've always given it 100%. And it's going to be the same thing with this job as well.
Well, best of luck to you. It sounds like Lynn Tech Athletics is in very good hands here, and much success, and I'm sure it will happen.
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
Adolph Gracial with us here, and I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.